Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course titled User Journey for Product Manager in Business Intelligence. In this stage, we will embark on an engaging journey to understand the fundamental concepts of business intelligence, our BI, and its critical role within the finance and fintech industries. As you transition into this pivotal role, it's essential to grasp the foundational elements of BI, ensuring you can leverage it effectively to drive business strategy and decision-making. Let's dive in. Main content definition of business intelligence. BI, business intelligence, at its core, refers to the technology and strategies used by companies to analyze data and present actionable information. Think of BI as a powerful lens through which organizations can gain insights from their data, enabling them to make informed decisions. In simpler terms, it's all about turning raw data into meaningful insights. BI combines data management, analysis, and presentation to guide businesses in identifying opportunities and addressing challenges. Importance of BI in the finance and fintech industries. In the fast-paced world of finance and fintech, having timely and accurate information is crucial. BI allows companies to identify trends, forecast future performance, and manage risks effectively. For instance, a fintech startup might use BI tools to analyze customer behavior, enabling them to tailor their offerings and enhance user experience. The ability to make data-driven decisions can be the difference between success and failure in these competitive sectors. Moreover, regulatory compliance is a significant focus in finance, and BI tools can help organizations monitor and ensure adherence to regulations by analyzing compliance data. Key components of BI systems. Now, let's explore the key components that make up BI systems primarily. These systems consist of data sources, data warehousing, data analytics tools, and reporting tools. Data sources could range from internal databases to external market data. The data warehouse acts as a central repository where data is cleaned, transformed, and stored for analysis. Analytics tools then allow users to explore this data, while reporting tools help visualize insights in a user-friendly manner. Additionally, data governance and data quality management are essential components that ensure the integrity and reliability of the data being analyzed. Data warehousing basics. Data warehousing is a foundational aspect of BI. It involves collecting and managing data from various sources to provide meaningful business insights. Imagine a giant library where all the valuable information is stored. This library is structured to make it easy for you to find the information you need quickly. In the context of finance, a well-organized data warehouse can help analysts track historical financial performance and understand market trends. A practical example is a retail bank using a data warehouse to consolidate customer transaction data, allowing for comprehensive analysis of spending behaviors across different demographics. Data mining versus data analytics. It's important to distinguish between data mining and data analytics. Data mining involves discovering patterns and relationships in large datasets, often using machine learning techniques. For example, a bank might use data mining to identify potential fraud by observing unusual transaction patterns. On the other hand, data analytics is more about interpreting the data and drawing conclusions. It's a more strategic approach, focusing on answering specific business questions. For instance, a company might analyze customer feedback data to determine which features of their financial product are most valued by users, guiding future product development. The BI cycle. From data collection to decision making. The BI cycle encompasses the journey from data collection to decision making. It starts with data collection, where relevant data is gathered. Next comes data analysis, where insights are extracted. Finally, These insights inform business decisions. For instance, a fintech company may collect transaction data, analyze it to identify customer spending habits, and then decide to launch a new product tailored to those habits. This cycle is iterative. As new data is collected, it refines and enhances the decision-making process, allowing businesses to adapt quickly to market changes. The role of BI in business strategy. Lastly, let's discuss the role of BI in shaping business strategy. BI provides the insights necessary for strategic planning and operational efficiency. By understanding market trends and customer needs through BI, organizations can make proactive decisions rather than reactive ones. For example, a financial institution could use BI to anticipate economic downturns and adjust their investment strategies accordingly. Additionally, BI enables organizations to measure the effectiveness of their strategies over time, helping to refine approaches and optimize outcomes based on real-world performance data. Conclusion. As we conclude this stage, remember that understanding the fundamentals of business intelligence is a stepping stone in your journey as a product manager. BI not only helps you make informed decisions but also positions your organization to adapt and thrive in the ever-evolving finance and fintech landscape. Reflection questions. How do you envision utilizing BI in your role as a product manager? What key component of BI do you think will be most impactful for your specific business strategy? Can you identify a recent decision made within your organization that could have benefited from BI insights? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of the fundamentals of business intelligence. Keep these concepts in mind as we move forward in our course.